The Latino Folk Art Garden was conceived a couple years ago when we were looking at creating the Rio Grande Artway.
That's Amy Kimberly, director of Carbondale Arts, introducing her vision for the Rio Grande Artway, a one-mile installation, a vertical park stretching from the Clay Center to Highway 133.
There'll be pockets of places for people to interact, to rest, to explore, and to get a sense of what Carbondale's about.
I also spoke with Samuel Bernal, part of the stakeholders group brought together to design the Latino Folk Art Garden. Samuel, you work with Tricolor Radio,
correct?
Is that correct?
107.1, puros trancazos.
We are planning on creating a garden in Carbondale in the intersection of Rio Grande and the 8th Street that can be like a forum for expression for the Latino community.
Are there any ideas ready to share yet?
Like, most of the people wanted something very colorful. We asked them, like, what is something that you think is Latino, something that represents our Latino culture and that you would like to see in a garden? So one of the answers was colors. When you go to these little towns in Latin America, you know, one of the things that called your attention, and maybe you know, you've been there, is that it's very colorful, right? Like, more colorful than
right.
Other
like creative ways people paint their houses, bright graffiti,
exactly,
and a lot of expression.
And I think it has to do with disorder. And, of course, there's a good part of the disorder, it's a bad part, but maybe the good part of it is that it's more colorful, right?
Do you have any other visions for the Latino Art Garden?
Whatever design it has at the end, it has to be able to integrate like family meetings and friends, something that can integrate people.
A gathering place is really important, so there'll probably be a big community table or picnic table.
There will be benches, there will be a food garden.
Maybe a pepper garden.
Maybe a marimba.
Interactive pieces.
Something for football, soccer, some frame for pictures.
It might say Viva La Carbondale.
Like something very artistic too, and so people could be there like, hey, I was here in the Latino garden, you know.
We felt it was really important to give voice to that community and give them an opportunity to create a place where people come and know that that community is important.
There could be a wall, you know, in this case, an artistic wall, you know, something. I think everything that has to do with diversity, it's beautiful for everybody because it's like when you eat a good dish, usually it brings ingredients for different parts of the world and different colors. And the most it can integrate sometimes is the best experience. And I think also a town is like that. You know, the more diversity you can have in an harmony, it's a better experience.
The next steps will be work days over there. And that's going to be an important place where we hope the Latino and Anglo communities can come together. And we'll also be looking for artists and artisans and woodworkers and people that can help create some of the vision. We'd like to keep the money in the valley, and we'd like to really empower the local craftspeople.
Listeners can remain in the loop by keeping an eye on CarbondaleCreativeDistrict.com and CarbondaleArts.com. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.